the Torah tells in this week's parsha for the first time, or three times, Lo Sevasha V'diva Chalev Imo, you shall not cook a calf in its mother's milk, which then gives us the Pesach to discuss all aspects of kashrus. So I have the distinct pleasure of teaching in a girls' school, as we know. And so often when we discuss issues of kashrus and halachim and hagim amongst my students, I hear the following line, that the girls would like a shidduch with a Sephardi Dutch person, because then they get to eat kitnios on Pesach and they can wait 1 hour. So such a human exists, I don't know. But if there is such a Jew, I'm happy to hear about it. But there is this amongst us Ashkenazim who are not from the Netherlands, there is some sort of mythical creature of this Dutch Jew who waits 1 hour. We talk about it, we joke about it, we don't really know so much about it. So what we want to discuss tonight is the minhag of waiting 1 hour, and also touch upon other areas in which we, even those of us who may wait 3 or 6 hours, can rely on leniencies of waiting 1 hour. There are certain places in halacha where a person who waits even a longer amount is allowed to forego the usual shear and eat after 1 hour. What is the significance of this time of 1 hour? So let's begin with the initial source, the Gemara in Chulin Kotayim and Aleph, Amar of Chissa, Achal Basar Asur Lachal Gvina. If you eat meat, you cannot eat milk afterwards. Gvina Mutar Lachal Basar. If you have milk, you can have fleshings afterwards. Amar Marukva. Marukva says, Ana Lahamilsa Chala Barcham Legali Ava. I am like the vinegar compared to my father, who is wine. Dilu Abba Ki Hava Achal Bisra Hadina. He would wait till the next day, 24 hours, so to speak. We find such a minhag in the Rishonim, but not nowadays. 24 hours to wait till after having meat to have milchiks. V'iluana and myself, v'hasudasa hu delo achilna, I won't eat in the same meal. V'sudasa chavisa achilna, I'll wait until another time. And the stimus aposkim, according to most poskim, it doesn't matter how much meat you eat, you have to wait before eating milk. And this is the sheet of the hafla in Yerodeya. Another poskim as well, any amount of meat will cause a problem for a person if they would like to have milchiks right afterwards. We know, I'm sure we've heard before, there's a machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam as to why we wait after meat to eat milchiks. Either it's because basar bein hashinayim, because of meat left over in the mouth, or because the meat is moshech tam bepeh. The fattiness of the meat stays in the mouth, and it takes time for it to clear out of the system in order to eat afterwards. And that is really more of a discussion regarding 6 hours. So I kind of want to stay away from that discussion about the meat and the mouth and things like that, because that is what the Rishonim discuss when it comes to waiting 6 hours. We're going to turn towards other reasons when it comes to waiting 1 hour. First of all, what is the gather of Suda Achrisa? He says, I wouldn't eat until another Suda. So what does that mean? So again, we're not going to get caught up on the 3 and 6 hours, but just to be clear, most Rishonim and Poskim say the person should wait 6 hours after eating meat. That is for sure, without a debate, that is the classical interpretation in the Rishonim. And this is the halacha, certainly according to the Sfardim, not just the Minhag, but the halacha according to the Sfardim and Shulchan Aruch and Sivim Peites as well. There is the more famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who was cited in the Isser Vehetzer, who said that you wait 3 hours. Perhaps we'll discuss on another parsha where the inyan of 3 hours comes from, because it seems to be neither here nor there. It's not 6 and it's not 1. So what does that get you if you're waiting 3 hours? We'll discuss that another time. There are some poskim who thinks it's a toe sofer in the Isser Vehetzer, and it shouldn't say 3 hours at all, and the whole thing is a mistake. But let's move on now to our opinion, and that is the waiting of 1 hour. So first you see here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodei Peites, Kol Basar Afilim Shalchai V'Ofla Yochal Gavina Achra V'Achia Sheishos, has to be 6 hours. V'Afilim Shakashir Yesh Basar Ben Hashinayim, Sarech La'asur V'Lois Latino Tzarech Hamzin. If you chewed the meat, we know according to the Shita that says it's the meat in the teeth, so you'd have to wait 6 hours. That is the halacha by the Sfardim. Comes the Hagos Sharei Dura. Who's the Sharei Dura? Rabbi Yitzchak of Dura is the Talmud of the Maharam Rothenburg, and he is certainly one of the great Chachmei HaMasorah and one of the great Balei HaMasorah. This is not Rav Yitzchak Midura. This is the Hagos on the Sharei Dura, which is a collection of the Chachmei Ashkenaz who lived soon afterwards, either quoting the Trumas HaDeshen or other Ashkenazi poskim who came in the century afterwards. The Hagos Sharei Dura writes as follows. He says, Rabim noagim lahakel v'osin lahem pishara midaitam. Many people have the minag, which they came up almost on their own, lahamtin shah achas achar sudas basar, to wait 1 hour after a suda, v'silku ubarchu, to take it away, ben shvaz ochlin gvina, then they would have milk. Z'alcha pita lo shkechana tama, even though I can find no reason for this, v'remez l'shir zemi manav shach, or where this would come from, where they came up with 1 hour. Who would go against them since Tosus and the Rav Yah allow it? Now, it's not exactly what Tosus and the Rav Yah say. We'll get to them in a second. But the very, very firm people wait from breakfast until dinner. This is what the Shari Dura says. This is cited by the Isser V'Hetzer, the Maharil, and the Minhagim. Even though they all cite Tzadikim Rishonim, who'd wait 6 hours. Meaning, both minhagim existed, and the minhag of the halonam of the tzibor was to wait 1 hour. The Rama says, as we see here in Shulchan Aruch and Peites, "Baminag pashub medinos elu lahamtin achar achilas basar sha'achas." The minhag, says the Rama, in his time in Ashkenaz, was to wait 1 hour. Va'ochlan achar kach debina. And then they would have milchigs. Mihu tzrichim levarech gam kein birchas amasin achar basar. You have to separate the two things with a bracha achrona in between if you'd like to have milchigs afterwards. V'yesh medaktikin, he says, but however, there is a minug to have the time of 6 hours in between meat and milk. Achar achilas basar l'gvina l'chein achar nasos. And says the Rama, I actually think that's the more proper thing to do, is to wait 6 hours. And this is brought by the Levush, who says that it's certainly okay to wait 1 hour, but six would be more proper. The Amshul Shlomo says, those who have a Reach HaTorah, I saw they just printed a new edition of the Amshul Shlomo, so we'll be able to see it in a fine print. We haven't had that for a long time. So the Amshul Shlomo writes, those who have a Reach HaTorah, the spirit of Torah, will wait 6 hours. And the Taz and the Shach and all the other poskim cite this as well. You see, within a century of the Rama writing this, that idea of the minhag of 1 hour very quickly switched over to 6 hours. The impact of the Rama's words pushed a lot of Ashkenaz towards 6 hours. Rav Yaakov Emden writes that by his time, the minhag was mostly 6 hours. The Prima Gadim says it was 6 hours. The Chachma Sadim, the Chavetz Chaim, the Dechei Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Darkei Tshuva. All of the Gedolim after the Rama seem to indicate that in the days of the Rama, it was a minhag to wait 1 hour, and very firm people waited 6 hours, but over the course of the centuries in Ashkenaz, it moved closer and closer and closer to the minhag becoming 6 hours as well.
Would the minhag go waiting into the sixth?
I can't strip everything into this year. Maybe we'll save other shirim for other amounts of times for another time, but definitely there is the idea of kishay shos, that we find in the Rambam and other poskim as well, 100%. Just one last thing, for the sake of intellectual honesty, there is a school of thought that says you don't have to wait at all. You can simply end the meal, clean up, do kinuach la'dacha, wipe out your mouth, and go straight into having milchigs, as long as you clear the table and wash up. And this is they understand that Rav Chista was speaking about a case where you didn't do kinuach la'dacha, meaning Rav Chista said, I would wait bein suda l'suda if I didn't, you know, clean anything out. But if I did clean anything out, they understood that Rav Chista would allow you to go and have milchigs right away. This is cited by the Bahag, Tosis and Chulin, the Mordechai, the Rav Yah, Rabbeinu Tam and Chulin, the Ra'ah, the Hagos Maimoni, the Baal Ma'or and Chulin, the Yoreim, all bring the Shita of pretty much not waiting at all. But as we see, this was not adopted by the rest of the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. Those are certainly...
That could be a place for a Chola situation.
Oh, so we'll get to Chola, we'll get there eventually. Okay. We're building up. Okay. Just to be clear, and this is, everybody says this, but Rabbi Force makes it clear in his book on Kashrus, he says that the minhag is that when a woman marries a man who follows the custom of waiting only 3 hours, she can change her custom to wait only 3 hours, and she's not required to annul her or to do ataras nadarim. And if a woman has the custom of waiting 3 hours and marries one who might wait 6 hours, she's required to change her custom as well to 6 hours, unless her husband permits her to follow her family's minhag. So that's why people are interested in shidduchim, in which they can ease up on their ice cream parties after Shabbos meal.
Tell us, you marry somebody with German name, wait 6 hours.
So now, what's the reason behind 1 hour? Where does this come from? Where does the idea of waiting 1 hour seep up in our traditions? So I counted 5 reasons. Let's say 5.5 reasons. We're going to go through them as we see.
Well, it's because Ramah says What hour?
I mean, where did the number one come from?
Why not half hour?
So the Hagos Shari Dura, as we saw in the Darkei Motion, the Taz says that this was simply adopted by the Ashkenazim without reason, no remes, no time. They just came up with 1 hour. But we'd like to go a little bit deeper. The Vilna Gaon and the Pri Chadash here in Simon Pei Tes write that it's Benuya al Divrei Hazohar on Parsish Mishpatim to commanda achil haymichla kechada ubeshaita ochada ubesudas echada. So they say that it's the Zohar. The Zohar came up with 1 hour, and that's all that they are following. So then you will ask me.
Why Spartan?
Well, I'll ask a historical point. The Hagos Shari Dura is. It's not clear if he would have had the printing of the Zohar in his day. So how could he have been following the Zohar? So this is the question of the Birkei Yosef Lechida on Shulchan Aruch. So he says that even the Zohar was published after the Hagos Shari Dura. The information of the Zohar was already known amongst the Talmidei Chachamim. And this is where the Shari Dura took this minhag from. The idea of the 1 hour, the Kabbalistic ideas of the Zohar were well known, even though the Zohar may not have been printed yet. The Placey, the Rebbe of Yonasan Ibishitz, and the Crazy writes, in the Chachmas Adam also suggests as follows. He says, Sagi Bamtana Sha'achas, Tezehu Zman Hatkalas Iko, that this is the amount of time it takes to digest, an hour worth of time. And because we know that Shas Iko, digestion, when it comes to benching, right? If a person doesn't remember to bench after the meal, so how much time do they have if they're not full anymore? They have 72 minutes. So 72 minutes is close to an hour, give or take, you know, a few minutes here and there. And therefore, the Chachmas Adam and the Crazy Placey say that it comes from the same idea that we wait about an hour in order for the food to digest as well. The Prima Gadim says that this is simply following the Sheet of Tosus, who says you only need Kinuach Vadacha. You don't only have to wait at all as long as you wipe your mouth. By waiting an hour, it's like a passive kinuach v'hadacha. I didn't wipe my mouth or clean my mouth out. I just waited. And that's like enough time for whatever the situation is in my mouth to clear itself out. The fifth reason, or the fourth reason, is the Toras Asham and the Yad Yehudu, who say that by waiting an hour, you're creating a heker. You're showing that this is a different type of suda. And according to the Shita, the hour only begins after you finish benching, according to them. Because you need to show that the suda is over. Then you wait an hour after the benching, and then you can go and have milchix. Now, what is this hour? So Ravad Yosef and Yabia Omer in Chelek Aleph and Simen Dal in Yoredeya says very clearly that waiting 1 hour is very likely a takana derabanan. He holds that it's not a minhag to wait an hour. He holds that it's midarabanan that one would have to wait an hour according to this. Not that it's, and therefore it takes on more significance. And he brings all types of proofs about why he thinks it's derabanan. Rav Shachter writes the same thing in the Kovetz Mesora. In Chelek Zion, he has a whole article about Hagalos Kalim, and in a footnote in that article, he says that it seems to be that waiting 1 hour is a darabana, not just a minhag, a more stringent level of the halacha, that there's a din darabana to wait at least an hour afterwards. And that will be significant as we turn to the kulas in a moment. I saw a fascinating explanation as to where an hour came from by Shmuel Monk, who's the Rav in Haifa, in his Peah Sadcha in Chelek Alf, in Simen Pei. So he suggests that an hour in halacha is considered a significant amount of time when you are unsure how long the process may take, depending on the person and what the situation is. And he cites the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. The Trumas Hadeshen says, why do we, when we salt meat, not that we salt meat anymore, but when we were involved in the process of salting meat, or if you go to a shlachas, they salt meat, so how long does the meat have to salt for? An hour. That's always the number that's thrown around. The meat has to salt for an hour before it moves on to the next process. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, where did we get an hour from? Well, how do we know that it works in an hour's time to do whatever it is? Some pieces are big, some pieces are small. Why do we say it's an hour? So the Trumas Hadeshen says that we see from the Gemara Masechet and Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that the person is required to burn chametz before the Zman Isra Min HaTorah. And how much time of a border do we give the person in order to get themselves ready? An hour. The time for which we make a person burn chametz, who has an iser to eat the chametz before the time is to burn, before the Shas Isser Avona begins, is an hour. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, we see from that hour that the Gemara brings by burning the chametz, that the hour in halacha is considered a significant halachic measurement. An hour constitutes something significant. And he says, this is why we have an hour of the salting for the meat. And he says, this is also, says the Pei Sadecha, this is also why it's an hour between meals for meat and milk, according to this minhag as well. He says, this is also why a woman who prepares the mikvah is supposed to do chafifa for an hour, ideally, according to the poskim. The hour has this significant amount of time in which we consider it a process to be able to be finished in that shear. Now, those who do wait 1 hour, do they need to do kinuach v'hadacha in addition to the hour, or is the hour sufficient by itself? So the Taz says that it's a davar pasha, they need to wipe out their mouth and eat something else, something parav, and this is the Prima Gadim, the Yad Yehuda, the Darkei Tshuva, Shmir Shabbos, from Abadi Nior Yitzchak, all said you need to kinuach v'hadacha. And if you look over here in the Isser v'hetra on the bottom of the page, he says, v'nogo olam lahamtin sh'achas afilu below kinuach, even if you don't wipe your mouth. I think the Stimus HaPoskim is that even those people wait an hour need to wash out their mouth or brush their teeth, something like that as well. Okay, let's turn now to areas in Halacha where those of us who even keep 3 or 6 hours are allowed to rely on 1 hour. So we're going to go through 3 cases. The first is that the consensus of the Poskim is that a chola can have milk 1 hour after eating milk. If they can have after eating meat. If a person is ill and they very much want to have something milchix in order to make them feel better, so then they can be lenient after an hour. Again, why? Because the 1 hour, it may be the derabanan, according to what we saw before. And therefore, at least they should try, if the person's very ill and they're, you know, chol sheish or sakana, then certainly there's nothing to discuss. But a regular chola who really would like something to comfort them and would like something milcha can be lenient after an hour. And this is the opinion of the Chachma Sadam, the Chafetz Chaim, and the Nidcha Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ishchai, the Darkei Tshuva, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Yechaveh Das, Shmir Shabbos, Rai Forrest. All the poskim seem to agree that at least an hour the person should wait. The Shevet Alevi says the Chol doesn't even have to wait an hour. He can jump in even beforehand. I saw Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the Dayan of Eidah Haredes, writes in Yavin Yisrael in Chelek Tes. He comes up with 4 hours. I don't know why 4 hours is magical. He says 4 hours you should try to wait. I'm not sure why he came up with that. I saw, however, Yemenites are extremely machmer about shirim for waiting. Rav Yitzhak Ritzabi, who's the head of the Yemenite community in Bnei Brak, in his Shulchan Aruch HaMekutzer, which he brings out all the Yemenite minhagim, so he says the minhag teima is not to be makel at all for a chola, because they understand this to be iser min hadin mamish. That's his quote. Iser min hadin mamish, and therefore, by the Yemenites, they are not lenient at all, even for someone who's sick, to wait to not eat within the 6 hours after
you.
He just says.
Or are they talking to Minkola?
He's talking about a regular, plain old chola.
Pikoch nef is one thing, forget that. Yeah. That they eat milk and meat together.
Yeah.
But there could be an in between stage for comfort versus helping the chola.
It could be.
Become
100%. I think it's very. He seems to the minag. He says the minag by the Yemenites is that they're very machner about it. They try
unless we're
pushing
it. That we just say, be comfortable, that's not what we makam chole.
It's certainly possible. I can only tell you what he says inside. Now, a woman who is pregnant as well or nursing can eat milk after waiting 1 hour if it's b'makam tzorech. This is also the opinion of the poskim we quoted before as well. And again, Rav Yitzhak Ritzabi for the Yemenites is machmer, saying that the women who are pregnant and nursing should not eat within the 6 hours afterwards. And the third is regarding a katan. So what is the source that a katan can be lenient within the 6 hours and should try to keep 1 hour? It is a psikta rabasi in the Pisgah Chafhei on the parsha of Aser Taser. This is cited, not that I know all the Piskas by heart, but this is cited by the Bala Itzer, who brings this lahalacha. The Bala Itzer quotes the Piskasa Rabati as follows. L'sof arbim yom. At the end of the 40 days, in how Moshe had been davening, and now he's going back to get the Luchos again, Hischilu hamalachim omrim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Sha'olam, the Malachim said to Hashem, Lo kach amarnu l'cha, didn't we tell you, Lo titein es ha-Torah lahem? We told you not to give the Torah to the Jews. Look how they messed up. Laficha kishabike shakarish baruchu lichtov osam liam shinis. Hakarish baruchu wanted to give them the Torah a second time. Ohayo hamalacha manichem oso. They were kind of, you know, pulling on Hashem. Give the Torah to the Jews again. They're going to mess up. So omar lahem hakarish baruchu. Atem asher kaim mas the Torah. You people fulfill the Torah? Really? Tino kagamal be Yisrael mekayim ayosim ikam. A Jewish child keeps the Torah better than you. Yotim ibeis ha-sefer, he comes home from school. Im haya lo lechol basar v'chalav. If shalo lechol chalav ad sheyir ches yadav min ha-basar. He will not, a Jewish child will not eat chalav, will not eat milchigs, until he's washed himself of the meat. Vatem kishin shalchtem eitzal avram hevi lefnechem basar v'chalav kechas v'chaltem. But you went to the tent of Avram Avinu, and what did you eat? Meat and milk together. Shnei amar v'yikachem v'chalav v'chol bakar asher yasev v'yitem lefneyam. Avram Avinu served the meat and milk together. A little Jewish kid is much firmer than you, and therefore the Jews should get the Torah. Ad Khan, the Piskas Rabasi, of Psikas Rabasi, regarding this minhag. So the Meiri in Chulin Daf Kofei, he cites this, and the Meiri says, no, Ein Meshivim Min Agados. We don't learn halacha from stories about Malachim and giving the Torah again. He says, this is not a halachic statement. It's a very nice piece of drash, but this is not halacha lemaisa. This is no proof that a child should not have to keep a significant shear when as a young person. The Leket Yosha writes that the Trumas HaDeshen wasn't careful about his children waiting a full shear between meat and milk as well. So this is the source. The stipend in the Yerachos Rabbeinu was makbid that his children, who were at the age of chinuch, would wait 6 hours. His children would wait 6 hours. The Shulchan Aruch HaMakutzer then says that starting at 2 or 3 years, the Taimani children would be keeping 6 hours, starting at 2 or 3 years old. However, that's individual opinions. The Minag is according to the Chalkas Yaakov. The Chalkas Yaakov writes in Yoradein Simen Tes Zayin to Yud Ches. He says, La'achar hamtanu shah, ein sar chalhamtan sheshos. A child must only wait 1 hour. He cites Arachayim, Simen Shem Chav Ches, Testam Tinuk, Mikrei Chola, a child is considered a Chola on his own, She'en Bo Sakana, Ima Achein Hasa, Meir Le'inyan Tinuk Mamish, that's a little baby. The Gemara in Ksuvus, Kol Machnas, Es Beno Pachos, Mishay Sarasa, Achorav, Eino Magio, Chazinan, De Bishonim, Ha'elu, Tzricha, Ma'od, Adaktek, Ha'gidol, Ha'ben, Ubriyosa. You need to be careful about, you have healthy children. You need to have milk, calcium, good for the bones. V'im kein kashu tov la'achol maichol chalav. If your child desires to have something milchig, la'achar shah, after an hour, ma'achilas basar ein sarach l'mno mimani, you do not have to stop him. Kevin de'inui, it is painful to him. Afarak l'shos mikri etzel chashash sakana. For too long, he's going to become hilarious, he's going to become, you know, not know what to do with himself, and he's not going to be able to control himself. Therefore, you should give him after an hour. So says the Chalkas Yaakov. I saw Rav Shach. Also writes this, and this is Mechtavim, the Shevet Halevi, Chavadas, and Yabi Omer again. Beyond an hour depends on the child's ability to wait. You have to know your kid. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, all different types of minhagim for these types of children. I saw in the Maisa Ish, the collected stories about the Chaznish and Chayla Gimel, that the Chaznish instructed directors of a children's camp in Ramat David to allow the children to eat things made of powdered milk after 4 hours. So, again, he had his own reasons as well. The Shevet Halevi in Chayav Dal says you can be more lenient for a child when it comes to chicken. If the child, we know chickens is a Darabanan. On top of that as well, you have kulas over there. And the Abiya Omer says that you should try to not give desserts within the 6 hours. If the child wants milk eggs, give something that is, you know, real, a piece of cheese. But if the child is crying because he needs a piece of milk and cake, or something like that, so then you have to be reasonable. Again, we're not talking about babies or toddlers. Babies or toddlers, you know, 3 years old and younger, so you can give them milk right after eating meat, and all the poskim of Moshe included say there's no problem for a baby or toddler until 3 years. After the age of 3, the child can begin to have a little bit of patience, hopefully. So then, at that point, you try to build up over time, starting with an hour, eventually until as you get to at least the year before the bar mitzvah. Certainly by the age of 12, the child is, you know, samach le'ish, he's almost the age of mitzvos, he should be in the process of getting ready to keep the mitzvos properly in that way. Now, with the remaining time, let's turn to our friends, the Dutch. What is going on with Holland, and how come things turned out the way there? How come they didn't get on the train with everybody else? So the Yalka Yosef, the Ravaj Yosef's son, writes in Isra V'Hetzim L'Chele Gimel as follows. Yesh kehilos shenohagu lahamtin bein basar l'chalev shalosh shos. There are some communities who wait 3 hours, bilvad. V'chei noagim chelek miyotzei Germania v'Holland, some people from Germany and Holland. Yesh mehem shemamtinan shah, some people wait an hour. Ach das marana shulchan arach sheish lahamtin sheish shos. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should wait 6 hours. V'chein kosvu gam rabbi megone Ashkenaz, many of the great Ashkenazi rabbanim as well. Shekein roi l'nohag l'kol mi sheish v'recha Torah. quoting the famous line of the Yamshel Shlomo, a good Jew should keep 6 hours. L'chein tov sheyishanu es minhagam. They should change their minhag. This is certainly coming from the family of Rav Yosef. L'hamtin sheyishos bein basar b'chalav.
That's consistent. Because
he's 100% consistent.
No, you're consistent all the time. How Rav Yosef may show you how they say...
100%. Nobody should be surprised that this is coming from the family of Rav Yosef. Everybody should follow Maran, Beit Yosef, without a question. But he is clearly advocating something to change a minhag that is almost 1,000 years old, at least. So we need to defend the minhag. What is the defense? So first, there's a sefer called Minhagei Amsterdam, published by Machon Yerushalayim. And Minhagei Amsterdam records all of the minhagim of Amsterdam, as the title indicates. So they record that there were two major minhagim in the Rishonim, either 1 or 6 hours. And most of the countries of Europe adapted over time to keep 6 hours, but only the Jews of Holland kept the original minhag of 1 hour. And he writes, Bein machale basar l'machale chalav, tsarech l'chakos shah echas. He says, the minhag in Amsterdam was to wait 1 hour. And in the footnote, he explains that they felt that the meat is only moshech tam. It only has that power of the meatiness and the fattiness for an hour. And that's how they felt in Amsterdam. In the Hakdama of the Sefer, he makes the following point. He says, the minhag harabanim, the rabbinical families in Amsterdam, did keep 6 hours. It was the balabatim who kept 1 hour. And he says, this went back centuries, that the rabbanim kept 6 hours, and the balabatim kept 1 hour. And he points out that even in the rabbinical seminary in Amsterdam, in the guide book they would use to teach halacha called Reishis Chachma, which I'm not sure what it is. It's not the classic Reishis Chachma on Musar and Kabbalah, but which they use would only teach the halacha to minhag to wait 6 hours. So the rabbanim were taught to wait 6 hours, and that's how they practice in their own families, but the balabatim would keep 1 hour. So even to say that the minhag in Amsterdam and the Dutch is always 1 hour, we see that they're already, going back centuries, different minhagim in the communities amongst the different families. So I wrote a letter to the office of the chief rabbinate of Amsterdam, wanting to know what's going on nowadays. So Rabbi Shmuel Katz, who's seen a very nice man, who replied back to me, so he wrote back as follows. He says, thank you for your interest in our minhag. There are still many Yidden, he spells Yidden with a J, over here, who are Yireim v'Shleimim, who follow the Ramaz, Psak, and Yeredeyasim in Peites, that 1 hour of waiting is enough. It appears that Yidden of Poland and elsewhere decided at a certain moment to follow the poskim brought down in the Nosei Kalim of the Shulchan Aruch ad location, who are of the opinion that 6 hours should be waited. I will forward you the tshuva on this topic by Rabbi Rafal Evers Shlita, who is now the chief rabbi of Dusseldorf, Germany. Some people who leave this country change their minhag, others do not. This all is dependent on the psak given to them by the Rav of their new congregation, yours, Rabbi Shmuel Katz. So, who is Rabbi Rafal Evers, and what does he write in his Chubos, V'shever HaPeh, in Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Yadalim? He is now the rabbi in Dusseldorf, Germany. I googled, apparently he left Amsterdam because the anti-Semitism was too much there, and he had to leave the country. That's what it says. So now he ends up in this small shul in Germany. So he has amazing haskamas in his sefer for many of the rabbanim and eretz in Europe, and he is certainly a respected posek in Europe. So he also notes, in a response to Rav Yitzchak Schechter, Rav Yitzchak Schechter is the Dayan of Sanz in Eretz Yisrael. So the Dayan of Sanz wrote to Rabbi Evers and said, why do all the people who are Dutch keep 1 hour? And this is a real thing. So he wrote back to him defending the minhag. And he writes as follows. He says, Nish'alti al yedei hagon ha'adir, yediv rav lo kahalacha morein ha'rav Yitzchak Schechter shlita mikrei ha'sanz. And regarding this minhag ha'makubal, to wait 1 hour. So he says, I'm just going to wrap it up just to get to the point before Marv. So he notes that the families of the Rabbanim in Amsterdam waited 6 hours for generations. And the Tzibor would wait 1 hour. And he notes that the community in Amsterdam is very careful to keep the old Minhagim, especially those of the Maharil. He says there's a special connection between the Maharil and the Dutch Minhagim. They're very into keeping those customs. And the community in Amsterdam was established in the days of the Ramah. And therefore it makes sense that they follow the Ramah. And he says, we know how strict the Maharil was when it comes to changing the Minhag Makam. What is he referring to? The Maharil, he doesn't say this, but he's referring to the Maharil by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, who talks about how severe it is to change the Nusach of the tunes for Davening Yom Noraim, and how terrible it could be for the Tzibor. It goes on to explain that according to the Gra, the minhag of 1 hour is based on the Zohar, and in Amsterdam, the city has a strong connection to Kabbalah, because that's where the Zohar was printed, and that's where it was taught, and Rav Moshe Chaim Lozatto, there was a big connection between Kabbalah and the city of Amsterdam, and because we see this as the minhag comes from great sources, either the Zohar or the Maharil, Bechezkas Minhag Kasher, he writes. And then he explains that there are those who are to adopt a more stringent view, that would create problems. Why? Because if you tell people who have been brought up their whole lives, who have been keeping 1 hour, they're going to forget, and they're going to start eating after the 1 hour, within the 6 hours, and they're going to mess them all up, and they're not going to be able to keep the minhag properly, because they're so used to keeping 1 hour. He concludes that he does not feel that it's lo sisko to do, having different minhagim in one place, to have the Rabbanim keeping six and the Baal Basim keeping one. He explains that, first of all, whoever wants to be machmer keeps hours, then tovah lav bracha. Nobody's forcing you to keep 1 hour. If you want to keep 6 hours, then by all means. And in addition, the mishpachos harabbanim, the families of the rabbis, are one group, and the tzibur is another group. And they're their own distinct independent groups. And finally, he says, since it was the minhag of the rabbanim to keep 6 hours, therefore it would be incorrect to not follow the minhag sofrim, the minhag of the rabbinic leaders of that community. And therefore, we have brought it all together. We have seen the history of the minhag of 1 hour. Places in halacha where we ourselves, who may keep more than 1 hour, are allowed to be lenient. The makom sakana, children, chola, things like that. And finally, we have a greater appreciation for the mythical custom of the Dutch who keep 1 hour.